The unsettled weather pattern is showing no signs of changing anytime soon, and that means we're dealing with a lot of clouds over the next few days, a chance for precipitation on several of the next few days, and we're also looking at generally cool weather, though there's a little bit of a warm-up tomorrow, as temperatures should spike into the 50s ahead of a cold front. But following that front, temperatures will chill down again for Thursday. But on Thursday, at least, we should see a little bit of sunshine. It's mainly cloudy across the area this afternoon, and for many of us now, it is raining. At the onset of precipitation, there has been a little bit of a wintry mix, but the trend in general is for warmer air to come in and transition any of that mix over to rain. So by tonight, we're looking at rain and rain showers across most of our area. I will mention that across some of the highest areas, the highest mountains, there may be a wintry mix for a while tonight, but for most of us, it looks to be just in the form of rain. And man, it's a raw day across the area. With the rain falling, temperatures are quite cool as well, so you definitely need that heavy coat if you are heading out for the rest of the day into this evening. We have the stormy weather continuing into the daytime tomorrow, with periods of rain. It probably doesn't rain the entire day, but that rain will threaten, especially as that cold front comes through, right around late morning through early afternoon across much of our area. And it's as that front comes through that we'll have the greatest opportunity to have a downpour and also a thunderstorm. So don't be shocked if you hear a few rumbles of thunder go by tomorrow. The other concern as this storm tracks to our north and deepens is the wind. And we're going to see those winds begin to increase tonight. So by morning, it's breezy. And then by tomorrow, we'll see winds that will gust at times up over 40 miles per hour, maybe even over 50 miles an hour, especially across the higher terrain. So there's potential for some wind damage due to the storm going by tomorrow. Everything will settle down on Thursday. It'll be a breezy day, though, as that cool air rushes in. Temperatures are only around 40 on Thursday, and there is potential for a few scattered snow showers as well. One other threat I will mention, with the warmer air coming in, the rain coming through, and the snow melt, there could be some localized flooding over the next day or two. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with rain, drizzle, and fog, low 36 to 42. Tomorrow, periods of rain and possible thunder, windy and warmer, with highs in the 50s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with rain, drizzle, and fog, low 36 to 42. Tomorrow, periods of rain and possible thunder, windy and warmer, with highs in the 50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy with showers, drizzle, and fog, low 36 to 42. Tomorrow, cloudy with periods of rain and possible thunder, windy and warmer, with a high around 60. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, cloudy with showers, drizzle, and fog, low 36 to 42. Tomorrow, cloudy with periods of rain and possible thunder, windy and warmer, with highs in the 50s. Region-wide on Thursday, a blend of clouds and sun with a few snow showers, breezy and cooler, highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s, and on Friday, cloudy with a mix of light rain and snow with highs in the 30s and 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.